Burt Show.
There's some times when your friend or boyfriend, girlfriend will do something that doesn't sit right with you. You have to make a decision here, man. Do I just let this go? Can I even, like, forgive this, or should I just forget it? And this is where Olivia finds herself right now with her best friend who stole her future child's name.
Oh, no.
Wow. For shame.
That's a huge foul. A
huge girl code foul.
Well, maybe we don't even have to talk to her. Without even hearing the details.
Forget her.
Let her go.
Screw your friend. Never speak to that hussy again.
Hey, Olivia, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, so this is a best friend you're thinking about cutting off?
Yeah, my best friend who you think would not do anything like this to you. So basically, my best friend and I have been friends since middle school, which is a really long time. That's a really long friendship, especially into adulthood. So for the last 15 years or so, we've been talking about our future, what we want to do, things like that. And she has known since we were young that I've always wanted to name my future children, or like ideas I had for my future children. And she knew that if I wanted to have a girl, that I was very set on naming her Harper Tate. I just really love the name Harper. I don't know. I just fell in love with it when I was younger. So I love the name Harper. And then Tate is a family name. So I love the two together, Harper Tate. And she has known this for all of these years. Well, she got married before I did. And she just had her first baby. And it was a girl. And she named her baby Harper Tate with a K, which is one letter off.
That's more than one name. That's two names. She stole two names from you.
Double homicide.
She stole both names. And so I was really mad because I said, that is the name that I've been wanting to name my future girl. And you named it one letter off and you thought that that was okay. So, of course, now I can't name my own daughter that whenever that time comes. And she's basically saying that I don't have a right to be upset and blowing this out of proportion and making a huge deal. And she's like, you can't claim a kid's name that you haven't had already. But I told her that this is what I want to name my future girl. You've known this. It's not like you didn't know this. And you go ahead and do that. Like, that is so messed up. And she said that she liked the name too, and she had every right to use it. So I'm trying to figure out, like, am I in the wrong? Like, do I let it go? I feel like I shouldn't let this go because she has known this for 15 years. And you go and you do something like that, I'm so mad.
So you essentially called dibs on a name 15 years ago. And she knew this, named her kid the one name or two names 15 years ago that you put on the table. All right, ladies, Mo and I can leave the studio now while you guys get heated.
Take it.
There's nothing you can do. She did what she did. My advice to you would be to distance yourself from the friendship and name your daughter that anyway.
Yep.
Because I'm sitting here, when I named my son Max, I sat here and I said, well, Kaylee, our audio producer, has a beautiful daughter named Max. Then they're different, Maxwell versus Maximilian. But I was like, am I copying him? Like, should I not do that? Because we already have a Max within the Burt Show family. Now, I'm a little weird, a lot weird. So I'll put that out there. But the fact is, I'm thinking about a coworker, my best friend.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No way. You know that name is sacred. And I was going to say that maybe she forgot because it was 15 years ago. But both names, that's a little sus. So at this point, I think you look at it. It is what it is. And you can either continue the friendships. But if I were you, I'd back away.
1-855-BIRCHELL. I didn't even need to give the phone number out because people are heated. What do you think, Abby?
For me, I would distance myself from my friend because this is such a low blow, especially after 15 years of friendship where this kind of conversation, I know guys can't typically relate to this, but like it comes up pretty frequently. Like if your dream is to be a mother and you have a name that you're set on, this is something that you're bringing up pretty frequently. So the fact that it wasn't just like a name like Sarah, that it's not a huge deal because it's already kind of common. The fact that she stole both names is just so below the belt that I don't know if I would be able to get over it.
So I would continue the friendship, but I would establish boundaries within said friendship. And then Olivia, when you get pregnant, if it's a girl, still name her Harper Tate. And when you make the Facebook announcement, make sure you say, when I was in middle school, I came up with this name for X, Y reasons. And I am so excited that today I get to make that become a reality with my sweet Harper Tate. Because people, they're going to be like, and she too will probably be like, why are you doing this? But middle school, 15 years of friendship. If this is the first infraction she's had with you, I wouldn't throw away a lifelong friendship for that. You have every right to be mad. Don't get me wrong. Like, your friends are going to piss you off. I've had a friend since elementary school and middle school, and we've definitely pissed each other off over the years. Even had a couple of years where we didn't speak but got back together. So I would take a little time away. So, because I understand you're heated, as you should be, but I wouldn't throw the friendship away. But if there's another infraction of like this where she's showing how selfish she is, then you're going to have to start to reevaluate the friendship.
Good morning, Brooklyn. You are part of the Burt Show. What do you got for Olivia here, who's had a lifelong friend who stole her potential kid's name?
So this actually happened with me with my cousin, and she ended up getting 16 and pregnant, and I told her while she was pregnant, I was pregnant shortly after that, and I specifically told her, do not use the name Delilah, because when I have a little girl, like, if this is a little girl, that's what I'm going to name her. And she she did it anyways, and our whole family kind of just told me that I was overreacting and that it wasn't that big of a deal, and it took me a long time to get over it, but honestly, it's just a name, as much as it pains me to say, but it's not worth really, like, causing a whole argument over. Don't get me wrong, you're very valid to be upset about it, but it's not something to, like, pull over a long period of time or anything like that.
All right, thank you for calling. Now, Jess has a little bit of a different take on this. Hey, Jess, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. Thank you. I feel like snooze you lose. She had the baby first, so she could name her baby whatever she wants. Cool. And it's not like it's that unique of a name. So, yeah, I think I would just totally let it go.
Okay, well, you just took the air out of the room. So you feel like there's no such thing as calling dibs on a name.
No
whoever has the baby.
She may never have a baby. She may only have a boy. Like, there's no telling. So I think calling dibs on a name is, yeah, nothing.
Thank you for calling, Jess. Nobody else appreciates it in here, but Mo and I do. I don't know how you could continue the relationship and feel good about it. I think I'm with Cassie here. I mean, I didn't understand how much of an infraction it was before we started this segment, but if it's that bad, you can't be around that kid without clearly having some tension with moms.
Now, I firmly believe you can get over it, sincerely. If you've known somebody since middle school and now you're 15 years strong into the friendship and this is like the first major infraction, we talk about giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like, you're not going to write somebody off for what may or may not be a mistake, whether intentional or accidental. This obviously seems like a very intentional one, but I would be mad for as long as you need to be mad, but I couldn't imagine not being in my best friend's kids' lives. Like, I wouldn't want to miss out on that. So I would continue the friendship. Now, if this is what she's done your entire life, then you need to look at your friendship and be like, why do I let people walk all over me? I need to grow a spine. Or if this is the first one and now she starts doing that again, maybe she's evolved and changed and you guys just aren't meant to remain friends anymore.
So just as I think we're getting out of this segment, more calls come in that are shocking. This has happened to a Burt Show listener twice.
What?
Ooh, hey, wow. Hey, Rosa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I had a family member on my husband's side and a family member on my side. For both my kids, somebody took one of the names that I wanted.
So had you verbalized these names and then they just went right behind, like, or not even behind your back, right in front of your face and just took them?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Must have been a nice name. What was the name?
I wanted Gracie Sophia.
Aww.
So the family member that took it was like a couple months later she gave birth and we went to go visit her. And she was like, oh, yeah, my daughter's name is Frida Sophia. Mm. And I was like, oh, she took my name.
If you really want to anger a woman, give them like 9 middle names and take all of them. Every attractive, take every single one of them. All right, Olivia, so there you have it. I will tell you this, that Jess was the only one calling up saying, hey, man, first come, first serve. Everybody else is like, absolutely not, okay? Okay.
The Burt Show.